Hi, welcome to the show. My name is Anisha Pindori and we have a special guest in the studio. Please introduce yourself and tell us where you've come from.
Hi, Anisha. So first off, just thank you for the invitation. Really appreciate the opportunity to be here. So my name is Barry Paquette. I'm the director of our practice here on the West Coast for InCycle. InCycle is a longtime ALM partner, more recently an Azure partner as well. We've basically got consultants across the United States and Canada, but my role is basically to manage a group of senior consultants here on the West Coast. So basically Seattle all the way down to San Diego.
Nice, fantastic, great. Okay, so we'll carry on with the rest of the show and we'll come back to you.
Thank you.
So let's have a look at what the Rangers have been busy working on at the end of Sprint 81. So with the Create Quality PowerShell DSC Resources for DevOps and ALM Practitioners project, the team has been busy completing the construction of the X-File properties and the X-File system permission resources. The X-XML modifier resource has also been moved into the final review section. The team has defined three scenarios with TFS, ATDT, with SQL Express being the first one to tackle.
Wow, so that's pretty loaded. I think what I take away from that anyways is that it looks like the Ranger community's putting forward a series, or at least in this particular sprint, potentially some reusable assets, mm-hmm. right, in terms of scripts around PowerShell and DSC. So I think that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah,
I know
definitely.
At InCycle, we've, through our experiences working with customers, we've come up with our own library. We make that available, of course, to our customers. And basically, I think, in a nutshell, allows them to really cheat time and realize that time to value a lot faster than they would otherwise. So I think it's a great initiative. I know it's in line with the direction of Microsoft, for example, around RM with the agentless approach.
Yes, of course.
So, the more that's out there and available, I think the better it is for everyone.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Great. So with the next project, the update test planning guidance project, the team has made progress with upgrading the guide, and they have also completed the first hands-on lab and a video to complement it as well. So with the next project that the Rangers have been working on in Sprint 81 is the technical debt guidance project. The team has completed working on the critical guidance for the build event, which is coming up soon. And they have also started working on the related spikes as well.
Right. So I think this one kind of introduces additional metrics, right? Variance reports with regards to your code quality. More specifically technical debt. So I think we're talking about maybe identifying bugs, potential bugs, mm-hmm. Unit tests, coverage, things of that nature. A couple other things I could probably think of are, complexity, distribution of complexity,
yes.
Comments, too many, too little, architecture and design, of course. So I think that's something that's, going to be welcomed by Microsoft and their customer base.
Yeah, definitely. And to the community as well. And the final project is the Managing Agile Open Source Software Using Visual Studio's Online ebook, which is our first and newest, our newest ebook that has been released. And it had the following contributors to the book, which are Brian Blackman, Gordon Beaming, Michael Fury, and Willie Peter Sharp. I'm hoping I pronounced everyone's surnames correctly. I will leave the link below in the video as well. So just a little bit about the book. The ebook focuses on the ALM Rangers sharing their best practices in managing solution requirements and shipping solutions in an agile environment. The ebook is for agile development teams and the scrum masters who want to explore and learn from the authors' dog fooding experiences and the continuous adaptation of software requirements management. The product owners and other stakeholders will also find value in this ebook by learning how they can support their agile development teams and by getting an understanding of the limitations of open source community projects. Guys, please have a look at the ebook and give us some feedback.
Actually, I did have a chance to have a peek at it.
Yeah.
I haven't read the book in its entirety, but what struck me was the relevance of it, the practicality. And then it's loaded with a series of illustrations, graphs, even cartoons. So it's very, very rich. You know, it makes for a fun read.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. It's easy to follow.
Yes.
Yeah, great. So with that, let's move over to Barry and kind of find out more about you, really. So let's start with the basics and kind of more about you and your role.
Okay, so I mentioned, right, I manage a group of senior consultants.
Uh-huh.
So I work with them, really complement their skill set. We've got a team that is largely focused in and around ALM, helping Microsoft customers realize the promise of the Visual Studio platform. So actually, my job is probably the easiest. the other thing I do, and I like to think I compliment them, is I focus a lot on the process side. Right, so really from an agile perspective or lean management. So I compliment my team by providing, some guidance from that perspective.
Okay, okay. And I see that you've got your Ranger shirt on, so you're obviously an ALM Ranger, proud member. So tell us more about how have you kind of worked with the ALM Rangers?
Yeah, sure. So it's been about, I guess, a year now. So very excited. To be an ALM Ranger. Mm-hmm. Community's been very good to me, and it's a great opportunity for me to give back. My background is a little bit different than most Rangers, in a sense that it's considerably less technical. In mm-hmm. fact, I think I've got two kids at home, 6 and 8, that probably have more programming background than I do. But I think there's a good story here, in the sense that my background is more on the business side, particularly around product management, portfolio management, program
right.
management. And with that, one of the things I learned really on was the notion of delivering a whole solution, right? So beyond the bits, beyond the compiled code.
Mm.
So with that, things like documentation, training videos, guidance, process, that kind of stuff. So really to deliver a complete solution for a customer, right? The goal,
right.
of course, is for the customer to have the best possible experience in their in their context. So with that in mind, I think my contribution or my role as an ALM Ranger really supports the mission, and that is to provide some complete solutions and sometimes maybe the edge cases for our for the vast client base.
Yeah, definitely. So tell us about some of the kind of projects you've been busy working on.
Yeah, so I think I guess the two that come to mind anyways is a little while back we worked with the product team, Greg Bauer and others, developing a strategy, if you like, as well as providing some guidance with regards to TFS support for the Scaled Agile framework. So that was something that was, I think, reasonably well received.
Yeah, definitely.
I think it's continuing to evolve as the framework continues to evolve. So I think on that front, that's definitely something that I have a lot of passion for. I enjoy, and again, it kind of brings those, the tooling and the process together, which is, my wheelhouse.
Yeah, and I'll leave the link to that as well in the video.
And I think the other thing, I think, actually it was a lot of fun, and I believe you participated
yes.
in, or at least if I remember, like half. We won't get into why you didn't make the second half. The series of training certification
yeah.
we did with fellow Rangers here in Redmond, and the follow-on workshops. I think that was great. It was a great experience, great to meet fellow Rangers, but also kind of roll up your sleeves, talk shop a little bit,
yeah.
and get into the essence of not just safe scaling agile, but just just scaling agile, right?
Mm.
Regardless of whether it's safe or another approach.
Yeah, definitely. And just to kind of recap, it's been such a great experience for the Rangers that did attend those workshops
yeah.
and the training classes as well, because they've been able to kind of pass that on to their customers
yeah.
and their kind of teams that they work with as well.
Yeah, it's so. Interesting. We're actually, from an InCycle perspective anyways, we took focused effort to kind of differentiate ourselves a little bit. Most of our customers are enterprise customers, and as their agile adoption continues to increase, You know, we felt there was increasing demand for scaling Agile.
Yeah.
And for that reason, we decided to partner with the folks at the Scaled Agile framework. So we're kind of uniquely positioned in that sense, whereby we're not only a, I don't want to say a tooling vendor, but right, aligned with Microsoft, but also a safe partner.
Yeah.
And you know, for that reason, I think we've gotten some good involvement, you know, with a variety of different customers, and you know, they're starting to realize the benefits.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So, what are you looking forward to in the next kind of coming weeks or months?
So a lot. the Seattle summers.
Yes, of course.
The NHL playoffs. go Habs, go. No, but I think seriously, what we've got planned, and this is, you know, joint efforts with Microsoft, of course, but off the top of my head, I can think of, so InCycle's participating in a variety of launch events.
Okay,
or,
cool.
Or previews, 2015 previews. So I think the first one is March 11th in Irvine.
Okay.
So we'll be, in all of these, by the way, we'll be presenting. So if anybody right. out there is in the Irvine, California area, be great to see you. Please make an effort to introduce yourself. I'd love to meet you. We're also doing a couple events on the East Coast. So we've got New York on May 12th, and then I think we close out on the 13th
right.
in North Carolina. And I think Brian Harry will be there.
Oh, fantastic! Yeah. That's a great opportunity. Yeah. Definitely. So lots of events, definitely keeping you busy.
Yes, absolutely.
So is there anything that you'd like the lovely Channel 9 audience to kind of know about, whether it's about work or outside?
So look, I think I kind of mentioned this, but I've gotten a lot out of the Ranger community, a lot of exchanges, you know, back and forth. Not just myself personally, but our entire team.
Yeah.
So I feel somewhat indebted to the community, and I think one of the best ways to you know, make up for that, if you like, is to make myself available. If anybody, you know, wants to talk shop, you know, even if it's to help out with a particular customer engagement, I encourage anybody and everyone to reach out to me directly. You know, barry.paquette@incyclesoftware.com. LinkedIn, of course, I'm on Twitter at Barry Paquette, and I'd be more than happy to, you know, to talk shop with you.
Great, and I'll leave all those contact details below in the video as well.
Super.
So, thank you once again for popping by the studio, and it's been
a pleasure.
Great having you.
Awesome.
All right, take care.
Thanks,
guys. Bye bye.